Now, several tertiary institutions, including the Universities of Johannesburg, Witwatersrand, Free State, and the Western Cape, have announced that they will not allow unvaccinated staff and students to access their campuses with the start of the new academic year. Are we heading for a showdown between students as well as management of these institutions, not only because of historic issues regarding admission and student debt, but also this time because of the mandatory nature of vaccinations which are being gazetted at these campuses? It's our pleasure this evening to welcome on board Asiwe Dlanjwa. He is the national spokesperson of the South African Union of Students, or SAUS. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, and good evening.
Thank you very much, and good evening to you and to your listeners, and thank you very much for having us.
A pleasure chatting to you this evening. To put us in the picture regarding the South African Union of Students, who exactly is SAUS, and who do you represent?
The South African Union of Students is a union that represents all students in universities around at least South Africa. Our main members is all the universities that are affiliated with us, and we then represent them at a national level. So if you like, we would what you most probably, yes, most probably would call a national SRC representing, student representation representing all SRCs and all students in all 26 universities. So we would mostly work with at a national level with the Department of Higher Education, and all other stakeholders, but coordinating and them at a national level.
So when it comes to the voice of the South African Union of Students and the issues raised by the union, the grievances of it may be, is that something that's taken seriously by decision makers around the country from experience?
No, it most definitely is, because there is no other voice of we represent the voice of students around the country. We coordinate that voice. So even those who might be reluctant to take our voice seriously, they do not have a choice, because we represent all SRCs, much like universities are represented through vice chancellors in a body known as USAF. So anything that has to do with the running of institutions and the management of institutions, they are coordinated at the level of USAF, or USAF, if you like, which in the event that other stakeholders, such as the minister through the Department of Higher Education, would want to engage anything in the sector, as far as it pertains to the institution and the leadership of the institution, they would speak to USAF or represent institutions across the country. And as far as it pertains to students, they would then consult with us.
All right, so that is obviously important to set the tone for the discussion and the issues that you are now raising, and I would failing to give the issue justice if I just say you are raising the issues now. You've been raising it throughout 2021, but obviously the issue now gains a lot more traction and a lot more attention with the imminent onset of the academic year. What is your position then regarding mandatory vaccinations at higher education institutions in South Africa?
Our position has been that we encourage and welcome that, in fact, we encourage that students should be vaccinated. In fact, they should vaccinate. We encourage them that out of their own will, they must go and vaccinate. In fact, it were up to us. We would encourage and hope that all students would go and vaccinate. The reason for this is simple. We think there's been sufficient medical evidence, and the whole world, the whole international community absolutely agrees that on the efficacy of the vaccine, but also on the importance of the vaccines in terms of fighting the pandemic. But also we believe that in the event that we're able to vaccinate all students, or majority of students, at the very least, would be able to retain some level of normality again, such that students would then be able to come back to class and have contact learning. The reality is that for the last 2 years, majority of the students have not been able to interact with their lecturers physically and have what we call contact learning. They have been learning online. Now, already when there was, before COVID, when there was contact learning, our throughput rate, or if you like, our pass rate, were absolutely terrible in our institutions of higher learning. Students had been struggling. You can then believe how much more difficult it is now when the students are not in front of their lecturers and able to interact with the lecturer, but also be able to interact with each other, but also be able to have access to crucial resources that can only be found in institutions of higher learning, such as libraries, such as computers, such as unlimited data. But these are all things that are found in institutions of higher learning. So we believe that if all students are vaccinated, then we would edge a little bit closer to this reality. However, what we do not agree with, and we are absolutely diametrically opposed to, and we will not accept, is that the students be coerced and they be forced to vaccinate against their wishes and against their constitutional imperative to determine so. That we are not going to accept. We are saying let students be allowed, let them vaccinate because they have chosen to vaccinate, not because they are forced to vaccinate. And we also do not accept that students will not be allowed onto campuses because they're not vaccinated. We cannot accept that. They must have access to the institutions and their campuses, irrespective of the fact that they're vaccinated or not vaccinated. Now, why do we not support mandatory vaccination? It is simple. Number one, it goes against the spirit of our constitution. The legalities thereof can be argued because the nature of law is about making an argument. So I'm not arguing the law, I'm arguing it. The spirit of the Constitution, it goes against the spirit of our Constitution, number one. Number two, institutions of higher learning are inherently spaces of debate. They are spaces of intellectual engagement and discourse where we must persuade each other using facts, science, reasoning, and logic. We therefore cannot use draconian measures and tactics whereby we are forcing and we are using these underhanded tactics that are used by institutions in order to drive something that has been proven scientifically to be effective. Use the science that has been the basis and the foundation of the vaccination to persuade the students and the workers in institutions of higher learning. Do not force them against their will. And lastly, the reason why we do not support this is simply because, or maybe second to last, is that even government themselves have not instituted mandatory vaccination. And these institutions are public institutions, so there's no room or reason why they should force the students when government themselves have not taken that approach. And then lastly, of course, to say we do not believe that institutions have fully exhausted all avenues that are open to them in terms of being able to drive the vaccination and the inoculation program before taking such drastic measures.
So obviously those are the concerns that SAUS is now raising to a wider South Africa, but this arises from students. I'm just, uncertain as to, we heard in one of the previous family meetings of the president that mandatory vaccination for public spaces, for instance, government departments, is very seriously being considered. If this is an issue that's still up for up in the balance when it comes to wider South Africa and it's being instituted in several private spaces with the projections being that it's going to be widened as 2022 progresses, can this fight be fought just in the echelons of or the corridors of higher education in South Africa to the exclusion of the debate that's occurring in wider South Africa? I'm just saying that because of this being a societal issue, a societal question at the moment, would it be wise to pursue this particular issue in a vacuum when the constitutionality of this is perhaps not being tested legally on a wider basis?
In fact, that is the sense that we get that institutions, these institutions of higher learning, they want to behave like islands and isolate themselves from the broader from the broader society, as it were, because as I have said, I don't think that is where we are as a country. Of all of some of the surveys that we have been exposed to, at least a minimum of 52% of respondents have gone on to say that they would not support mandatory vaccination. So we are confident that at the broader level, society at large would not be open to a situation where the vaccines are forced on anyone. And it then does appear that these institutions are wanting and are behaving as though they were islands of some sort. And as far as government speaking to the referencing the family meetings that you speak about, there has been mention, as far as the president, that there's two things that the president has mentioned. The first one was that he gave us a commitment previously that no one would be forced to vaccinate against their wishes and determination. Those were the words of the president. Secondly, the president goes on to say in the latest meeting or address that he had with the country that he is going to, or they are going to institute some sort of a task team that is going to evaluate as to the possibilities of mandates around vaccines. And we believe that would have to be entrenched in consultation. That is the majority of South Africans who were integral in the drafting of the Constitution now believe that they do not have a problem in terms of limiting this particular right of theirs towards what they might determine to be a greater good. Then there's nothing that we can do, because the majority of citizens, that is where they would be moving. But we are confident and certain that majority of citizens would in fact reject a move towards being forced to vaccinate against their will.
Just thoughts on two other approaches to this. You mentioned in detail when you explained your policy with regard to vaccinations. You said comprehensively encourage members or students to do it, and this is an important way by which normality would be attained. If one buys into that premise that people need to be vaccinated, a certain degree of people need to be vaccinated for normality to be attained and people to return to contact learning and face-to-face classes. It's sometimes difficult then to understand that how would one be able to accommodate using that the scientific evidence or the scientific argument behind that as a basis, well, how would one be able to accommodate for both vaccinating and not vaccinating if that's the premise that you start off with?
That one would be at the behest of the institutions. Our view is, in fact, by the way, scientifically based, I am not a scientist, nor am I an epidemiologist myself, but based on the evidence and the research that we have been exposed to, when there is a degree of immunity, which they call herd immunity, and herd immunity does not necessarily mean all people must be vaccinated. It says a considerable, a certain amount of percentage of people would have to be vaccinated for us to achieve herd immunity. And in that, then they go on to argue that the transmission rate would be severely undermined in the event that there is herd immunity, because the majority of the people would be immune to the virus, and the transmissibility and even the extent to which the virus would have an impact on the body would be far less weakened than when people are not vaccinated. This is the argument that has been made by the whole world community, by the way. So our view or our suggestion would be, of course, the actual details and movement policy of would one, it will differ from institution to institution. Two, it will be the prerogative of that particular institution to determine how they work around that. But what we want is that human rights, everyone must have access to all basic needs as determined by our human rights, irrespective of whether they've been vaccinated or not. Education is a basic human right that we believe that everyone must have access to it. And in public institutions, we are saying that access cannot be staggered. There are no other people. There is no one who should be more privileged than the other in terms of receiving that particular education. When it comes to all of those things, education, health, etc., we are saying there must be no limitation to the extent to which people are able to access those rights. How those institutions do it, really, really, it is up to them. This is why they get paid, vice chancellors get paid 4 million rand per annum, for them to determine that. I don't get 4 million rand per annum. It is not my responsibility to determine how in my institution I am going to manage the flow of traffic based on the people that have been vaccinated and people that are not vaccinated. That is their responsibility to do. But what we are not going to accept is that people be denied their basic human rights to education, particularly our students, based on the fact that they have chosen to exercise their human, their basic constitutional right to determine whether they must be vaccinated or not.
A very quick one, just in a minute. We know that students set the pace for the rest of society. This is a big societal question, many unanswered questions, many doubts, many people who are frustrated. Do you think if this issue remains unresolved, it could be something that hits the streets? It becomes of a protest nature, and this also could spill over into wider society.
Most definitely. I think we are not open. One of the options that is available to us would definitely be a protest. But our approach is not necessarily, because the nature of a protest is that it's confrontational. I'm not saying it's violent. I'm saying it's confrontational. It can be confrontational and not violent. I must not be misunderstood. We are hoping that before we get to, and it's often a form of last resort and recourse. So we are hoping that we are going to be able to find each other with these institutions reasonably so. But in the event that they are not willing to be, reasonable and they want to be unreasonable, then we will unfortunately have to meet them pound for pound for as long as we have the responsibility to protect the rights of our students and members.
And obviously time running out in that regard. I really appreciate the time and the insights this evening. Asiwe Dlanjwa is the national spokesperson of the South African Union of Students, speaking to us this evening on their policy regarding mandatory vaccinations, which, by the way, has already been implemented as policy if you are going back to universities such as UJ, FITS, UFS, and the University of the Western Cape. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.